Improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. What a great show we have for you today. And it is indeed a fantastic honor to have the guys from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Howard and Mike, and as well as Brian Kihara from the American Angler. Really fantastic. Talking fishing and kids and taking kids fishing and raising money for Rollo right now.
Yep, we're having a great time doing it, and we're having a great time with you. If you want to be a part of this second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you. Give us a phone call. We've got an open line. Well, we don't have an open line right now, but there's going to be an open one for you in the second hour. Lots of opportunity. Another full hour for you to get through. Phone number is 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text. Text the show, so popular nowadays. Send us that text at the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. The easiest way to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you include a name and a phone number so that we can get your great prize to you. And we talked about at the beginning of the show, what a great prize giving away today. A full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show.
Yeah, really fantastic. And somebody gets to go fishing with all of them.
I think we should give that phone number one more time for the guys that are hoping to get on that prize. I got a couple of texts just saying, hey, I missed it at the beginning of the show. Could you give me a rundown one more time? If somebody wants to get through, Tim standing by as we speak, 951-264-7382. Tim will, like you said, hopefully inundated with phone calls right now. But just like Mike was saying, leave a voicemail, clear phone number. You'll get called back in the order that you left your message, and we'll get your tickets right to you.
Or you can send an email to win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. Yeah, that's working out really well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, it's time for the catch report.
Yes, it is, and you got it today. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by our friends with Norris Lithium Batteries. They're designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric fishing reel batteries. They weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check norrislithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy and fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Do we have you, Mark?
Well, good morning, Rick.
Yeah, there he is. Okay, good.
Howard, Mike, Brian, you got a full house there, and what an incredible show you guys are just talking about such good stuff with all the doings of Rollo there. That's just fantastic. But I got to say, guys, for a mid-August summertime report, you know, the setup in some areas, it just leaves a little bit to be desired this year. You know, a lot of nice, warm, clean water and a lot of bait and good conditions and should be full of gangsters, but some of the zones just are struggling a little bit. But so starting up north, guess what? That wind is still blowing, making it tough to get out there to Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz to go beat up on those poor sea bass and yellows and halibuts. I'm sure they're waiting, but, man, that northwest wind this year has just been relentless. No reports from Nick or SBI that I had this week between the weather and guys fishing elsewhere. Those yellows at SBI have been pretty safe here. Or at Catalina, you know, still good standard summertime kelp line fishing. All those little critters are biting just fine. And a healthy sprinkle of tanker grade yellows in there to tear up your tackle. Guys, you want to fish with a mackerel, send your best shot at catching one of those. And you want to fish a minimum of 30 pounds, 40 pounds better. And you've got to pull hard when you hook those yellows. Again, a lot of them are big. Between the rocky structure and the kelp lines and a massive field issue over there. You've got to pull hard, guys, when you hook one. also a rumor of some new squid that moved into the Silver Canyon Salta Verde sector. So that bodes well, if indeed there's some truth to that. Or at Clemente, those yellowtails are still biting. Lots of yellows around for sure. That front side has been very steady fishing. Got to find a little current there, like any structure anywhere, to get that good yellowtail fishing. Offshore, you know, you got to do the distance. The inner areas, the last few weeks there, have just been tough fishing. There's a few yellows and dorado on the kelps when you find a kelp. Not much in the way of tuna at all on the inside. But if you can make the run out to the outside, you know, you need a little bigger rig and plenty of fuel capacity. But, man, that Tanner and Cortez, it's been biting out there. It's been game on for good, great yellows and nice-sized bluefin. And a little heads up, guys. Like we've seen the last couple of years, some squid is starting to move on to the bank. And for you guys that are out there in the dark, put a light out. You can snag the squid. You know, make sure you got your snaggers and your squid jigs. Fly line that squid after daylight with a little light sinker and 30 to 40 pound, and it's almost a guaranteed bite on a good gray yellow or bluefin. Man, they love them big leatherback squids that are out there on the bank right now. And then, big area. I mean, I'm talking to customers this week that had fish from the 289 and up to 277 and all up the front of Catalina there. So plenty of marlins around and, you know, decent weather. And, you know, I got to think, guys, it's just time to go fishing.
I would say so, right? And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys all have that information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach, and we're on a corner of both of Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store, code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, again, guys, go fishing. Nice weather.
Yeah. Rosie's taking people down. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Rosie's on her way to the border, I think, taking people down to Sadro Sport Fishing.
Nice.
So we'll stand by for Marcos. But in the meantime,
I had a question for Brian.
Yeah, we were
talking about all these fun Rollo stories and you know, and all the type of fishing. And I saw Brian kind of nod his head when Mark was talking about big yellows and having to pull hard. And it got me thinking about all that. You were on the boat with Rollo for so many years and so much fun. If you had to speak for Captain Rollo, what do you think his most favorite? I mean, you guys got to see everything on Royal Polaris. Beach fishing and bass fishing and big yellows and giant tuna and wahoo and all those things. What was his favorite? Like, what was the thing that had Rollo the most favorite?
I would say big tuna.
Big tuna?
He just loved big tuna fishing.
Like big yellowfin.
Yeah, big yellowfin. We in the 90s, yeah, Rollo's still alive. In the 90s, we had good fishing on bluefin. Early 90s on 150 pounders. It was a couple hundred miles south. Not on our front doorstep like it is now, but yellowfin tuna, probably. Anything throwing the plug, too, was his thing. You know, the rod that Mike keeps talking about, it's a Harnell 542. It's a 10-foot jig stick. And, you know, we'd have several rods leaning against the bait tank like we discussed before. Rollo would always pick that thing up. I would never pick that thing up. It took a special art to cast it.
Yeah.
It's so parabolic. But when you would hook one, it would start bending at the foregrip. And I remember a season at Chester's, they were all 35 to 55 pounders.
Oh, my God.
And so we're, you know, fishing 50, 60 feet of water. And so Rollo would be throwing a 7X, and these things would inhale it. You couldn't even see the ring on them.
Oh.
And I remember, like Howard was saying, he'd pass that off to some poor person, button down drag, you know, because the rod's so long and parabolic, it, you know, took up the shock absorbers, and that thing would just, man.
Rod tip in the water.
So, wow.
You'd be sorry your father ever met your mother when he handed you.
So, you know, those are just the pictures I see
that's
of Rollo.
Awesome,
on watching Hurricane Bank once in choppy weather, we weren't catching anything. So we were sitting on the bench on the Royal Polaris in the back. And I remember Flying Fish cleared the rail and hit Rollo right in the chest. And he looked down and the thing was flopping. He goes, you know what? I'm a grab a rod. So he grabbed a rod, fly line out in the middle of the dark and caught a 250 pounder. And that's kind of, you know, the whole, like, oh my gosh, flying fish, you know, mystique started.
Like, whoa, they eat them.
At least for us.
Yeah.
You know?
They actually eat them.
That's right.
So, Mark Wish was just referring to that yellowfin tuna bite, or excuse me, the yellowtail and the tuna bite out on the Cortez. And it was funny. I was walking down toward the landing and said, hey, Frank. Frank Lopresti was walking by and he's like, oh yeah, I'm just going down to check on the catch here. I said, oh, they do well. He goes, haven't you heard of the bite out at the Cortez? I mean, how good it is. It's like, it's good, isn't it?
You know, that it's the ultimate in sport fishing.
Yeah.
You know, being on the anchor, because a lot of times when it's stop and go drift fishing, you don't have the opportunity to get around and help everybody. But on the anchor, you don't have to fish all the time. You can catch one and take a break, and it enables the crew to help all the novice anglers on the boat. Hey, you know, let me cast you out a few times. That kind of thing. Just the whole overall pace is much more nonchalant, and it's just more comfortable, and everyone gets to interact with each other at the rail more, you know, fellow anglers and crew members. It's the ultimate in sport fishing to be on the anchor picking it. Nice grade yellows and tuna. It's just,
and that's what's happening right now.
It's what's going on. It's what we do for a living.
Just gotta love that. So cool. Right? Gotta love it.
And getting to do it in the daytime when it's sunny and warm out.
Yeah.
the whole
it's not nighttime, right? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but boy, if you could pick being in your flip flops and board shorts and picking a nice sardine out and casting it and hooking a tuna over the opposite, I'll take that. I'll take that 10 times out of 10.
Especially the way it was this week. Flat, calm weather. Beautiful. Yeah, you got to love that. Got to get out and go fishing for sure. Hey, you have a great text, huh?
I definitely did. While we're waiting to continue our catch report, and it just says, good morning, guys. Another great show. I was wondering if Howard and Mike can give us a little bit more of a description about the rods to be given away. I definitely want to participate. I'm excited to hear about it. What are the specifics? That's all from Fred from Huntington Beach.
Well, we've got a great lineup of rods. They're all available. If you want to look at the list, go to the RelloKids.org website or go to the Friends of Rello Facebook page. You'll see them listed. But very quickly, we've got custom Seeker rods. We've got a GrapTech rail rod. We got a Batson custom rod that's rated 20 to 40. We got a Fishing Syndicate rod. We got a CalStar Graphfighter 30 to 80. Another Batson custom. Two more Batson.
Now, all these rods, I just want to stop you a second. They're worth, I mean, like a Batson Customs worth $700-$800, right?
Yeah, every rod that we've selected for this is all on the upper scale rod. You know, you're not getting any $100 rods here. These are all in that probably $350, $375 to $700.
Yeah.
There's very few rods in this list that are under $400.
There you go.
Maybe two or three of them that are under $400. I mean, that's just going to talk about the quality of rods that are being given away.
Yeah, good stuff.
So on week 8, we're going to give away a GrapTech rail rod, and then week 9 as a Fishing Syndicate, and then another Seeker the following week, a CalStar Graphfighter on the 11th week, and the final rod will be a Batson Custom rated 50 to 100. So, and they'll be given away in order as you see them on that list when you look down that list. But then the final week, week 12, in addition to giving away that Batson rod, we're going to also give away Brian's Harnell rod and also the 2-day trip on the American Angler.
So the Harnell rod and the 2-day trip on the American Angler go together.
Go together.
And week 12, the final week.
Yes, and that 2-day is not a specific date. It's, you can coordinate it with Brian and the guys and figure out exactly when you want to use it, what's available. And so it's flexible.
Yeah.
But you get the rod and the 2-day trip. Yeah.
And you buy a ticket for $25 or you buy 5 for $100 and you're in all the drawings for all 12 weeks.
Yeah, you can buy any quantity of tickets you want, but if you want to be involved.
Like Chris just bought $1,000 worth.
Right.
So he's going to get, do the numbers. He's going to get like a lot of tickets, like 50 tickets. Is that right?
Pete, I think we went to the same.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Yes. Is that he's going to get 50 tickets?
He's going to have a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tickets.
But more importantly, he's going to have 10 chances to win Brian's rod in that 2-day trip. So that's how that works. The more you buy into it, the more chances you have to win. And like always, you know, one ticket sometimes wins the grand prize. It just depends luck of the draw. But like I regularly say, the kids win with every single ticket.
Every single ticket. Yeah, for sure. All right.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's jump back into our catch report, find out what's going on down in our C4 sport fishing with our buddy Marcos is on the line right now. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, I'm just going to do the few gray math on the fishing here and say there's a lot of good fishing.
A lot of good fishing.
We'll just go with that. But it's kind of what we've seen pretty much all summer here. Those calico bass decided that they're going to cooperate again. So the half day, I've been seeing a lot of calico bass, sand bass, picking away at some of those yellowtail, especially on the twilight trip, man. Yellowtail and calico bass there. Earlier in the week, the new seaports on their afternoon half day, it was on Thursday, they saw 40 short white sea bass. So didn't really, you know, impact count too much now, but when you're starting to see that many fish, that's a good sign that we're going to see some white sea bass coming up here pretty quick. Last night on the twilight, they actually did bring home one white sea bass, goes to calico bass. So all around good local fishing there. Full day trips fishing out the island. Still catching those yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass. Very good fishing there. Excuse me. The one day, day and a half, mostly yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass. Some of those longer trips we've seen the bluefin and the yellowtail in the mix there. So like I said, it's pretty much what we've been seeing for, God, since, what, March, April there. Nice mix of fish across the board. So check the website, c4landing.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and twilight. And get on that twilight. We're not going to be running that too much longer here. That usually ends after the holiday there. If it keeps going the way it is, who knows, maybe we'll extend it. It's definitely been one of our most consistent trips this summer. Full day trips on the Sea Watch in San Diego. Through the end of the month, we're going to be fishing the Coronado Islands. And after that, that will kind of depend on how fishing goes there. So, like we talk about all the time, get your passport. You're going to need that fishing islands there. One day, day and a half, 2 days, full gamut up there. Check the website. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, get your gear checked out, and hop on the boat. And, you know what, hopefully we get this for a couple more months here.
Man, great. Awesome. Well, a fantastic catch report. So cool to see that local fishing. I mean, this has got to be one of the best years of half-day fishing at Seaforth in a long time. Consistency, variety, and then seeing the yellowtail included in all the bluefin counts for the offshore guys, it's been awesome. Well, congrats, man. I couldn't be more happy for you and the boys at Seaforth. And I'll see you in a little bit because Wyatt and I are going to come down and do some bay bassing this afternoon. So we'll see you and the boys in the tackle store for some ghost shrimp a little later on, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
That wraps up our catch report today.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today with our catch report sponsored report by our great friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with more team members, new team members, the Fisherman's Processing team is better than ever, and their customer service saves far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to make your reservations today. When we come back, we got a ton more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, a big block of your phone calls, lots of great text stories, and more. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here, talking all kinds of great fishing stories, and most importantly, we're talking about raising a bunch of money for the most worthy cause you could ever think about, and that's just taking kids fishing, carrying on the legacy of Rollo and the sport fishing world that we have down here, and I just couldn't be more proud of these guys sitting next to me that, you know, donate all of their time and put all these efforts into this just to take kids fishing. You know, Brian mentioned something during a break a while ago. It's not like you guys have nothing going on. I mean, this is, you know, full-time jobs and doing this out of the goodness of your heart to make sure everybody gets to go fishing. And I know Brian is the one that mentioned it, but I want to get a chance to steal some spotlight and just take my hat off and just say thanks so much to everybody in the team of Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, you know, from the top down to the bottom of doing all of this on a volunteer basis. I'm proud to get to talk to you and proud to know you guys.
Well, like, you know, there's two sides to every equation on this, Rick. And the fact is there would be no Friends of Rollo program if it weren't for people like all of your listeners that continue to give money to this cause, regardless of some people just write checks. Some people give us monthly donations. Some people annually give us donations. And then a lot of people buy into the various programs we do. And that is the heartbeat of this program. And I wish it wasn't, in a way. I wish we could spend this much time doing other things with the kids as far as these fishing trips goes, but our role is to raise money. That's what we do. And if we don't do that, and if people don't give the money, then there is no program. And I'm quite certain that if Rollo had been given the opportunity to hear that after his passing, we were going to put together an organization that in the next 25 years would take 150,000 kids on their first ocean fishing trip, we probably wouldn't be able to repeat on the air here what he would have said at that moment. But that's like so crazy to think about. 150,000 kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome legacy.
Yeah. What a great legacy. Hey, Ralph and Menifee writes, he says, good morning, boys. Watching live on YouTube, and it's badass. The future looks bright for Let's Talk Hookup. And thank you, Ralph, for that. And again, if you missed the beginning of the show, we are now streaming live on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, as well as our Facebook channel, which is a Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, too. So if you want to see why we have faces for radio, except for Brian, of course, you can check us out here on Facebook and YouTube Live, listen to everything, and watch what's going on here in the World Cat headquarters.
Totally. All right. Well, hey, we got phones are packed. Texts are rolling through. We're going to jump into both right now. We're going to start off with a phone call with a great buddy, John, calling us from Escondido. Been hanging in there with us. John, thanks for hanging, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we might have lost John there. We got John from Escondido.
Maybe not.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we had a great text from Gary from Huntington Beach. What a great show, you guys. I'm having so much fun listening. I have a question. I know that anglers can donate fishing equipment to Captain Rollo's, but is there any criteria to the equipment that you do and don't accept? Also, I have a comment for Brian. Last month, I was on a two-day trip on the Angler, and I was so impressed with the boat itself, and the service was absolutely outstanding. Definitely going to book another trip. Lastly, I'm in the market for a 25 to 30 pound fly line reel, and I'd like to get Brian's recommendations. And that's all from Gary in Huntington.
You know, the tackle. We're grateful just for the donation.
For the donation.
I mean, people are so generous, and they donate their personal things to us, and we turn that around and make money. And you know, obviously, the more modern stuff we turn over quicker, but anything that people are willing to donate to us, we take with a warm heart and open hands. You know,
that's anything. Awesome.
And we have several drop-off stations for that tackle. You know, Fisherman's Landing takes a lion's share of it. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing has a nice storage area that they take it. Dana Wharf and Dana Landing both are drop-off centers. And so there's a number of ways to get us this tackle. And if you'll contact us through the website, either by call or email, we'll make arrangements to get the tackle.
And if you're in San Diego, you don't need to do a thing. You can show up to Fisherman's Landing Tackle completely unannounced, and every one of our guys knows what to do and how to do. And if you'd like a receipt, we can get one to you. And if you just want to make a donation, you can show up with a bundle of rods. Hey, I used to fish, you know, newled out Penn 500s, and now I fish Trinidads, and I'm not going to use that 500 anymore, and I'd like to donate. You can show up with the crater reels that Brian was talking about and your old rods that aren't doing use to you anymore, but they sure will to somebody else, and just absolutely show up out of the dark, and any one of the guys behind the counter at Fisherman's Landing. And I know the other places, I'm sure, are similar to the same. But, yeah, just show up, and we'll take care of everything.
We appreciate all the donations, but the ones that really, really impact us is when someone has the forethought to tell their family that, you know, when I'm gone and nobody else here is using my tackle, I want it all to go to Rollo. And we get that call pretty regularly.
Yes.
And some of the collections of tackle are unbelievable.
I'm sure.
So that helps us immensely.
We've had that, and we've also had the scenario of guys that were really into big fish fishing, and that era has passed now, and they like to fish a little bit shorter, a little bit more inshore, and their big gear isn't right for them anymore. And some of that stuff is very modern, very new, or cowl sheets worked on, whatever it might be. And it's just, hey, man, it's not my turn anymore, but somebody's going to sell this reel, and a bunch of kids are going to get to go fishing with it. We see it all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are back up. Let's go jump into it.
All right, let's see if we got John one more time from Escondido. John, we still got you hanging in there?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
How you guys doing? It's kind of weird because you listen to the show, and then it goes quiet, and I look at my phone, I'm still connected, and I just wait, you know, and everything.
Yeah, we're having some technical issues this morning on the stream, so, yeah, thanks for your patience. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The YouTube and Facebook live stream is uninterrupted.
Hey, great.
So, yeah, check that out.
All right. That's cool. So, you guys, all around, Let's Talk Hookup, Fred Zarallo, you know, I'm that guy that Rick talks about. I bring my reel in. Hey, look what I want, right? You know, I'm I got Tim on speed dial, you know, and when he calls and, you know, I'm that big kid, but, you know, everything you guys do, I got one of those Batson rods, at the PCS show. And, you know, so I spent 2 days, you know, walking around talking to Tim and, you know, buying tickets and everything like that. And, you know, I'll call Tim and cause you'll say something, right? Tim's like, oh, dude, you're going to come to the show? You know, and I go, yeah. He goes, well, wait till the show cause I got a better deal at the show, you know, and as far as, you know, maybe getting an extra ticket or whatever the case may be. You know, everything you do, you know, watching kids, you know, have a big smile on their face and running around the boat, you know, and there's nothing better.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, John, appreciate you and all your support and everything you've done for Rollo. It's been awesome, and I know you're a big supporter of every fundraising opportunity that presents itself. I know John is a big supporter of, and yeah, he was definitely one of the guys I thought about when coming in. Hey, I won this reel this week. I won these trips this week, and that's a great way to spend your money sending kids fishing, and you know, you never know, you might end up with a new rod.
I think he was the one that was telling me that Tim called him up one day to tell him he had won something, and he said, did I win something? And he said, no, I just called to check on you and see how you're doing, say hi.
What?
Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey,
John,
appreciate the call. I have a great text here from Brian in San Diego. This is great show with all the old school great stories from Brian. Curious, what main fish locating methods were on trips back in the day when you didn't have the current electronics, fish mapping, and intel available now? Of course, now you have everything, and including like onboard high-speed Wi-Fi and everything. So what did you use back in the day, back in the Rollo day?
750s, and Rollo was good in them.
Yeah.
750.
Pair of Fujis.
Our
binoculars.
Binoculars.
7x50 binoculars instead of 14 power, right?
Yeah, stabilized. Now.
Stabilized.
Yeah, and Rollo was good at it.
Yeah.
You know, there's standouts in the fleet that have the eyes, and Rollo definitely. You could see breezers. a few times he'd be up in the mast and he'd go, come 20 right, there's a kelp. And then he'd actually go down the galley, have a cup of coffee. This, now we'd be on the porgy just going like,
there's no way, man.
And he would just see it, you know, just he'd get a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
Just once. Oh, yeah. Just keep going. Or see a Dorado jump on the horizon. Go, there's one out there. Just keep going. And so, you know, 750s. We had sonars back then, you know, during our time on Royal Players. Weather was a big problem. Mm-hmm. We would have one WeatherFax forecast, and it came over a certain frequency. And it, like here, if the, you know, technical difficulties, yeah, you wouldn't get it.
Both facing the wrong direction, yeah. A little swelly.
And so that was the biggest thing. We used to get caught in weather quite a bit. You know, code groups.
Yeah.
You know, our different code groups. We went from Fisherman's Landing, only the long-range boats, to one year, I don't know, in the late 80s, we opened it up, or Frank opened it up to the entire H&M long-range fleet, and it really helped.
That's cool.
You know, just by spreading out and checking out different zones and hopefully not getting sandbagged too much, you know, about different zones.
I used to love just sitting up there and watching Steve Loomis work. You know, it was amazing how he would find those fish.
Oh, yeah. He's
That's the one of the parts I'm the most excited about, Michael's inside sport fishing, you know, the history of tuna fishing and or the history of sport fishing, excuse me. It's $50 to access all of the videos, but he's got a VIP thing if you want to spend a little extra and you're craving the content. And that's exactly what I did. In addition to the 12-part series, he's got the long versions of all of the interviews that he did with all of the pillars from our industry. And he just said it's just the nature of editing, storytelling, and quality of audio that some things, and he said he did a fantastic interview with Loomis that just unfortunately wasn't able, it just wasn't right audio wise for the video, but with the VIP, you're going to get to watch that. And I'm like, it's the thing I'm the most looking forward to. You know, Loomis was such a special person. And I know that, you know, he was at the helm all of those days with you and Rollo, and, Just to get to see all that and the stories that had to come out of it, I can't wait.
Yeah, Steve and Rollo were exact opposite. Steve was just the full, just as dry as it gets.
Uh-huh.
His sense of humor, yeah. You'd have to think about it, and as you're walking out of the wheelhouse, you get it and start laughing. Where as Rollo was the ultimate showman.
Yeah,
he, you know, he walked the walk, he talked, yeah. You know, he talked the talk, and I look back at Rollo and I tell my crew that, you know, at times, you know, when I was younger, we think we're fishermen, but really we're entertainers by trade. We're liaisons to show people a good time. And that's what stands out in Rollo is he was the ultimate entertainer. He was the ultimate, just all of it. One time when Frank's son, Tony, was 9 years old, you know, we've all seen it. We're fishing the ridge. 6-0 with the big ears, 80-pound. Somebody gets stuck in the bottom. Sir, can I see your rod? No, it's a fish. You know, and the boat's swinging back and forth. Oh, coming down, you know, going to the other corner, but he's stuck in the bottom. Really pulling hard, you know, as envisions of
thinks he's got the whopper of all time.
Oh, yeah. No. Let me just play it out for a while, you know, and it's one of those things. And this guy was leaning back in, and after about 5 minutes, Rollo told Tony, I'll give you $5 if you go throw that guy in free spool. So this guy's pulling as hard as he can on the 6-0. The whole boat knows it's in the bottom. Here comes Tony, walks up to the guy, and throws it in free spool.
Wow. Oh, no.
The backlash, like, I mean, a minute later, you could still hear the spool spinning down there. And then the guy, you know, obviously went up to see Frank, and then Frank got on the PA and he goes, Rollo, upstairs. And as Rollo's walking up the ladder, he's doing, you know,
the
champion half fist up in the air pose, and the whole boat's cheering him on, and you know he's gonna get
he's gonna get chewed.
He's gonna get chewed, but it was worth it. And that was his problem.
I love that he convinced the boss's kid to do it too.
Oh, yeah. The best ever.
Yeah. Tony got $5.
Did he? You pay him off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you real quick what something. I made breakfast one day. And back then, these gold Hopkins came out. They were like the thing. They were expensive. And they get a bite, and he yells, "Howard, get out here." And I run out, and he hands me my rod, which I didn't think about. And I run over, and I cast this thing. And that jig, it just flew. And I'm like, what the heck? And I look down.
Best catch of my life.
And my reel is destroyed. I'd never even heard of being short line before.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, he had got it, guy's video. It was bad. Yeah. And
so explain short line.
Well, you peel off a little bit of line and you cut the line and then you neatly wind it back on and your jig.
So it looks like everything's cool.
Oh my gosh.
And you can cast a mile.
Oh yeah.
Because you're not attached anymore. He set me up good on that one. He's like, that was a hell of a cast.
You really got that thing out there.
That was Rollo, the jokester, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. And that that took me, I don't know, 45 minutes to undo that mess.
Did he play any jokes on you, Brian?
Oh,
you
it was constant.
Non-stop.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Ekstrom, too?
Oh, he would do it to Tim in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Tim couldn't take it as good as you, though. I can imagine.
Yeah, he was pretty serious. You know, he was the king of, like, taking our pillowcases and throwing our pillows and putting a salt sack in our bed, in our
pillow.
Bunk. It's like, yeah, finally I get to go to sleep. You know, and
you're laying on a salt sack.
Yeah, you're laying on a salt sack. Like, constant.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, R-rated stories.
Yeah.
You know, only imagine.
Stuff we can't tell here. Oh, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. Well, they're definitely packed up. How about this time we talk to Vinny, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hey, Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, question for Brian. I know you guys were talking about all the jokes that Rollo played on you guys. How about Brian? When was the good time where you're like, I got you now, Rollo?
You know, it's... I never got Rollo. It's just that I'm not the jokester like that. But you know, Rollo, when I first started driving the boat, he was so good to me. Instead of like being jealous of the, you know, because Rollo didn't have his license when myself and Tim started, and then Tim drove the boat and then went to the Royal Star. I started driving Royal Polaris, and during tough trips, you know, there's a lot of stress going on in the wheelhouse. All right, you guys, this isn't working out. You know, the current's going the wrong way. All the excuses they give you. We're going to pull the anchor. And it was kind of misty and rainy. So I go out and I pull the anchor. And so there's somebody out there pointing out which way to go. And so Rollo's out there naked in his boots with his slicker jacket on because he told me he didn't want to get wet. And he's leaning over the rail with his cheeks out. Below a sticker jack going, it's straight out ahead, pretty good angle. So he helped lighten the mood.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Fun. You know, I've heard the story for years of him snagging people's clothes out of the head with the gaff hook while they're taking a shower. And to this day, I think about that every time I shower on the RP.
So explain that further. So guys in there taking a shower. Fresh clothes in a pile waiting for you when you're done in the shower.
He did it to me, and I don't know what. I happened to turn, and I saw my shirt going out the window.
He would go on the outside of the head and through the
Everybody's got the window open because you want the steam to roll out of it. You know, you don't want to be in the...
So a gaff hook comes in the window and starts snagging clothes.
And the only thing that saved me is I had thrown all mine on the floor.
Perfect.
And so he had to go down after him. And I was able to save something. Because what he would do is then you'd have to come out
naked
and everyone would be wait, right?
Yeah.
So I was able to save something, and I was able to
come out with some hand
towels. Yeah, exactly.
Coming through the galley.
That's great. Hey, great text here, and no name, no phone number, so no soup for you. No prize for you. But it's something worth reading. Had a great experience with Rollo Kids. Bought some tickets. Reel a week, and then some drawings after that at Day at the Docks. Got a phone call from Tim. What did I win? Very nice reel. Later, had too many rods and donated one. Feels good.
Oh,
that's
fantastic.
The spirit, right?
Yes.
You know, that's what it's all about is he won, he gave back. And, you know, and that's the thing is that we talk about that. If you have too many rods and reels and you want to donate, you, what do I do with all these rods and reels? Donate them to Rattle, right? And what do you do with that money?
Well, when we get those donations, you know, and we get them more and more frequently, that all goes into storage. Howard is actually, in addition to booking all the trips and talking to everybody, he's the one that ends up with all of that, and he is the one that prices it and gets it ready to go and cleans it up and adds guides or whatever he does. So it's a year-long effort, which we then take to Day at the Docks, and that's where we have our big used tackle sale every year. So it is a huge.
And where is the used tackle sale?
At Day at the Docks every year, right out in front of Fisherman's Landing. And we take as big a space as they'll allow us to, and we fill it full of used fishing tackle, and it becomes one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. But it's a year-long effort. It doesn't happen in one day.
Well, Matt from Matt sent us a text asking exactly that, when the next opportunity at the Rollo sale. He was just talking about what good gear he's picked up at sales over the year and how incredibly aggressive the prices were, you know, in favor of the angler. Like, you know, they're really good deals. You guys aren't, you're trying to make it great for everybody. Certainly trying to raise money, but also you're trying to get it all sold and it is priced as such. And, you know, he had mentioned what a great sale it was and was anxious to hear what the next one is.
I knew we might have been a little aggressive on our pricing when other used tackle places were buying it from us.
You think?
Well, it was at that point we said we ought to rethink this a little bit. But realistically, we don't like taking this stuff back and hanging on to it for another year. We want it sold.
Absolutely.
Because that money can take kids fishing now, not a year from now.
Yeah. So that's great. Yeah, for sure. Hey, we have a Chris on the hotline there. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. No, I'm excited. I got my 30th year of teaching coming up and 30 years of taking kids fishing and 21 with Rollo. So amazing
right.
Opportunity.
So do the introductions here, Mike.
So this is, we have Chris Stanley, who's calling in, and Chris is one of our ultimate volunteers and takes probably more kids fishing on Rollo trips each year than any other five people added together. This guy is constantly involved with kids on the ocean, on their first ocean fishing trip. And I had the number wrong. I thought it was 19. It's 21 years, Chris?
21.
21 wow. Consecutive years.
And, with Rollo, yeah.
And Chris has been involved with the San Diego School District and has for many years took his own fifth grade class out, but now does something a little bit differently. But Chris, I wanted you to just share, if you don't mind, just share, this program allows kids that would otherwise never, never have an opportunity to get on the water. And you spend a lot of hours, every year on the water with these kids. Just give us a little insight as to what these kids get out of those trips.
Sure. First it starts at the beginning of the school year, me working with transportation department, getting the buses rolled out. Last year I had 400 kids, thanks to Howard setting up those trips, by the way, so thank you. A lot of these kids, especially some of them are special needs kids. Like I had one kiddo last year, autistic, on the boat first time, caught his first fish, ran around the entire boat with that fish. And it was kind of funny because as we get on the boat, we talk to the kids about behavior, safety, no running. And I remember this kid taking off of that fish, running down the side of the deck. I look up at Jason Cuz on the dolphin. He's like, I look at him, he looks at me, let the kid go. And the kid just ran the entire deck with that fish. It was incredible. But giving these kids that opportunity, I sat with two teachers the other day. And this is the story I shared with Mike, Howard, and Tim the other day. This teacher looks at me and says, hey, you took my kid fishing. Okay, when was that? Well, 5 years ago. Teacher sitting next to her. You took mine fishing as well. Really? The one up there, she's like, yeah, we still have the fish. You what? You still have the fish? Yeah. It's in our freezer. And I'm like, wait.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years ago. And I'm like, okay. So it's been in the freezer 5 years. Do you take it out? She says, yeah, we take it out a couple times a year and ask him, what do you want to do with it? And he says, put it back. I want to hang on to it. And that's the memory.
That's amazing.
Yeah. First time fish. First fish.
Yeah.
The second. Do you have your first fish in the freezer, Ricky?
I wish I did. No, I don't. I think that's a rad story, though. I love it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I said, as soon as that fish comes out, I want a picture with him holding it again. And then I will ship that off to you guys so you can see it.
Well, Chris, we can't thank you enough for all the time you spend organizing these trips and getting these kids on the water and all the photographs you take and share with us from these various trips. And to have you as part of this team is just invaluable, and it's just one more component. Everybody wants to focus on one or two people, and believe me, this is a whole bunch of people doing what they can to get these kids out on the water, and we all play an important role, and you are certainly high on that list.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Howard, I'll be bugging you for some trips here very soon.
Yes, sir. I'll be waiting for the call.
Great. Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call this morning. Speaking of which, trips, Jose in Fallbrook writes, hello, guys. I know a few kids from around my area that love to go fishing on a boat. What is the process for signing them up? So it leads perfectly into what Chris was talking about.
You're
going
to go on to Captain Rollo's website,
RolloKids.org.
Yeah. You're going to go to book a trip, and you're going to fill out.
That's one of the tabs on the top.
The tabs.
Right?
You're going to fill out the form. It's going to who you are, names, phone numbers, your group, how many kids you're going to be able to take out, how many chaperones, three dates, then week dates that work. We do morning or afternoon half days. There is a spot on there for donation. We have groups that have some financial means, and we talk about that when I call. And if the group can help us with a little bit, 500 something, that would go in there. Not a requirement to be on the boat by any means. I would say that probably 70% of the groups do not have means, but we do have some that do. And then I'm going to get back with you, and we're going to talk about your trip. If you haven't been with us before, we're going to talk about how it works, decorum on the boats, those kind of things, how to work with the landings. And then once we come together and agree, then I complete the trip, get a hold of the landing, book it, send you a confirmation letter. Everything's in the letter that you have to do, and off you go. I love it when it's the first time. We had a teacher book a trip. The principal calls me. What's the catch? What are you talking about? What's this really cost? Sir, it's not going to cost anything. There is no catch. I'm going to go on this trip myself. No problem. Well, he's been doing trips with us now for years.
That's cool.
It was no catch.
So, no, and I mean, some
that's
people.
That's what all the funds that our listeners and all the people that participate in Rollo, that's what they're doing.
Right.
By taking apart and Rod a week, Reel a week, whatever the promotion is, buying tickets, giving a general donation to Rollo, this is what it does.
But sometimes it's too good to be true that someone's going to.
Yeah.
Take a $3,800, $4,000 trip, and all you have to do is bring the kids.
Just bring
the
kids.
And make sure they have a
good
time.
Which sometimes isn't an easy deal, right, to gather up a bunch of kids. And
right.
And so it's hats off to the people that do that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, they got
to
transport them.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do on your end. Don't get me wrong there. And plenty to do on our end.
That's cool. I had a great text. Said, man, what a great show. I'm loving listening to all these stories. I got to serve Rollo back in the day at the sushi bar, and he was definitely one of a kind. My question is to Brian. How did you and Rollo get your start on Royal Polaris? And that's from Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll.
Hello, Jeff. Rollo was there 4 years before me and Tim showed up. And so on the RP. I think he was a passenger at one time,
really?
Went on a trip, and then, you know, morphed into working on the boat because he worked at the tax shop. And then for me, I just asked Frank for a job. And he told me to show up on a certain date, like after the 1st of January, to interview me, where I came from, this and that. Called me up and says, when can you start? And I said, my last day on the New Hustler 2 is September 20th. And he goes, be down at the dock at 8 in the morning, September 22nd.
That's awesome.
So
that's cool.
10 years.
When you were working on the New Hustler, were you driving the boat then?
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve Snock was driving.
And you just knew you want. I mean, I'm sure something you loved and something you did, but wanted the drive. What was it that you wanted to do? Long range or San Diego or
Western Outdoor News?
Okay.
You know, you talked about the fish count and what they caught and all these exotic places.
Totally.
And you know, when I went to, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started working on the boat, this is what I'm going to do.
This is what you want.
And so, you know, I came from a modest family in East Los Angeles. And so I saw Frank enabling his captains and helping them get other boats.
Sure.
And so part of it, when I asked Frank for a job, he goes, okay, yeah, we'll get you started on Royal Star, like, immediately. And I don't want to work on the Royal Star. I'm not here. I want to work on the Royal Polaris. And yeah, it's still to this day, it's the Royal Polaris. It's, yeah, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's second to none.
Yeah. It's unmistakable when you see that boat, whether it be backing in or I'm sure for you guys seeing on the horizon fishing, if you're sweeping around with the glass, it is unmistakable.
It's still the most beautiful boat in the fleet. And it's, you know, they attribute that to being built in South Bay before the shipyard
South Bay
was there.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, because Todd Chafee designed it in a tomato field. So he was able to get the perspective of walking 200 yards away and, you know, holding his thumb up and, yeah, a little bit more angle, yeah, a little bit too much.
Wow.
Whereas, you know, modern boat builders, you know, there's one being built 20 feet away from it, sure, so you don't really get the perspective. And so that's why to this day that thing is still the queen of the fleet.
It's another reason you're going to love that history of sport fishing that Michael folks. There's some really cool black and white film footage of all of the pool boats being built in the pool yard and, you know, kind of does the succession of all the boats
super
up and
cool
down.
Super cool history of Bill Poole, Ingrid involved. And
you're
going to
love
like
that.
Really cool.
It's rad. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Next.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. What fun. Great stories. And, again, just raising money for a great cause. This has been a fantastic show.
Yeah, for sure. And, boy, Brian,
The stories, he could do several shows on just Rollo stories, I'm sure, right?
You know, but here, the most morally here, the Captain Rollo's friend, you know, taking the kids fishing, it's, I have no filter. Sounds like they can't come out and say it, but all you guys, all my passengers, I know what kind of tackle you guys have. Everybody, you have tackle in the garage yeah. that you do not use. Come down, bring it down to Ricky. Open your wallets. Donate some money. It's all going to a good place. Just listen to the phone calls that I'm hearing. It's like I haven't came so close to tears yeah, ever right. on this show. You know, just listening to all the good stories and taking hundreds of thousands of kids fishing. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's a great... And same deal, man. If you want to just come and donate $20 when you drop off your gear, I'll make sure that it gets into Tim's hands or Mike's or whatever. Like, we'll... I'll be as accommodating, the tackle store, whatever it takes. Like, you know, if you're just looking for something easy and you want to drop off your gear and throw $20, I'll make sure that every penny gets into the boys' hands.
We've also got on the website, RolloKids.org. You can go in there and sign up to make a monthly donation. It'll come out of your credit card or your debit card automatically, $10 a month. And before you know it, you know, we got $120. Another kid and a half's going fishing.
That's so cool. Yeah. So once again, the Rod a Week promotion that's going on right now. It started today, and I guess Tim's been a little busy over there.
He has. He's been doing a lot. And it's a great deal. We're giving away 12 really, really nice rods. Entries are $25 a ticket. Your ticket stays in for all 12 weekly drawings. If you buy four of them, $100, you're going to get a fifth one for free, and you're going to be entered into a bonus drawing to win the Harnell rod that Brian has donated and a two-day trip on the American Angler. That drawing will be held on the last day for the last rod, which will be the 12th of... looks like the 12th week. So the 12th rod, you'll find out who wins that rod, and we'll find out who wins Brian's rod and a 2-day on the American Angler.
Yeah, and if you buy $1,000 worth, you get 50 tickets.
Yeah, we figured that out.
You figured that out.
So you get 50 tickets. You'll also get 10 entries to win Brian's rod and the American Angler trip. So whether
10
you buy,
entries or five, 10 entries. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
One per
because one per $100.
Yeah. So regardless, it doesn't matter. If you buy one ticket, we're happy.
It's $25.
You get the $25 donation. Yeah. If you want to buy $1,000 worth, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. And don't forget, all of that money takes kids fishing.
That's what it's for. Yeah. That's why we do it.
And that's what Howard lines up, and that's what it all does, right?
Yeah. You get those tickets, by the way, by calling Tim Baker at 951-264-7382 or sending him an email at win@rollokids.org.
And Howard, once again, to line up a trip,
they go onto the same website. Go to the book a trip icon, fill it out, and I will contact them.
All right, fantastic. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. We talked for the last couple of weeks about an 8-day trip in August that had a couple spots open. Did Lori fill those?
I think it's on out at sea right now as we speak.
No. The trip on the 22nd of August, there was a couple spots.
Oh, I don't know, but
you know, we just got to call Lori.
I leave on Thursday. Is that the 22nd?
No, I don't think. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
yes,
next
it
Thursday.
Is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
the 22nd.
It's with me. Yeah.
Yeah, so you go fishing with us. So there was a couple of spots left on that trip. I would imagine they sold, but you're going fishing with Brian Kiyohara, and you're probably going down
to
the
river,
right?
No, I think about it. It hasn't.
Okay.
It has not. They're still open, yeah.
So if you want to go fishing with Brian on Thursday, call Lori in the office.
I want to go fishing with Brian on Thursday.
I want to go fishing with Brian on Thursday. Everybody wants
to. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Again, win@rollokids.org. Appreciate that. Call Lori in the office at...
AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Just book online. Yeah, that's the best way. Hey, thanks to Chris on the board. Thanks to all of you out there. And tomorrow morning, Conway Bowman from Cast Hope will be here. And Conway's a pretty amazing guy. We'll be talking a lot of good stuff. And thanks for all of you to tuned in on our brand new live stream, YouTube and Facebook. And thanks for listening on 1090 as well as our Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the ESPN. I got it all confused. Live
Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
That's it. That's the one, Rick. We got it there.